good afternoon, and welcome to episode number 2 of the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast. We got our first guest on hand. We've got Tyler Combs, the promoter of Bobby Humms Memorial Speedway. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
Thanks for having me. This is a first for me. I'm not good on camera. I've told you before.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, man, you got a big weekend coming up with the Firecracker 400. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I did this a couple of years ago at my track there in Hoxie, and it went pretty good. Had a few flaws, but, you know, it was first race. So we're going to try it again this year at this track. You know, it's a little bit bigger. But the thing about it is 40 laps around this track. This track is a 10th mile, so 40 laps is going to be 4 miles. It don't seem like a lot, but it is for a go-kart, you know. But we're going to take a break halfway at lap 20, and we're going to let the drivers refuel only, stop. And I'm going to bring around bottles of water for them because it's going to be hot like it is now. I know it's hot in this little concession stand up here. I'm fixing to go play in the sprinklers. We got the sprinklers on, so I may go play in them after a while. But I think it'll be pretty good. I think we got quite a few people going to be here, and should be a full house.
Yeah, you also got the power wheels.
Yeah, power wheels for kiddos.
I seen you post outlaw power wheels. What's the difference?
That is a thing. Police Chief Archer, he actually brought that up. I think there's quite a few local guys, going to try that out. I'm curious to see what they'll do. They say they can put like 36-volt battery on there, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. Also going to have lawnmower races. I forgot to mention that in the last episode.
Yeah.
It completely went over my head, and that's something I'm pretty excited to see myself is the lawnmower races. Have you had any numbers on how many lawnmowers?
I don't have a for sure number, but I think we'll have several. We'll have enough to put on a pretty good show at least.
Now, are they getting any payouts or just trophies?
Yes, they will get payouts. I was talking to the guy on how they usually do it. They usually do it based off a car count, so I will be paying them out some.
All right, and it's free to get in for the public? It's
free to get in for spectators, yeah. You can park your car on the hill, bring a lawn chair, sit in the grass, or sit in the bleachers. Yeah, it's completely free.
All right, well, Tyler, I know you're hot and you got a lot to do. I said I wouldn't keep you very long, so I appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you Monday night, buddy.
I do want to mention a few things, though. A fireworks show. Got a big fireworks show coming at halftime, sponsored by Russell's Fireworks. They're on Bono Hill. And got a list of other sponsors that were – got a list here given to me sponsoring for this race. A lot of these are local people. John and Melissa Truitt, Carrie's Grocery right up the hill from the track. Herschel Gillum, Gordon Hickman, Brian Meeks, Mosquito Joe. Mosquito Joe has actually sprayed the property for bugs, so we should have less mosquitoes than spectators, hopefully. Anyway, they helped us out with that. And Big Show Promotions down there around Southside Baseball area. And like I said, Russell's Fireworks. And of course, all the track sponsors, you know, that help us out every race. But those are the main ones sponsoring this race.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so, I'm looking forward to it. I'm curious to see how that 40 lapper's going to go. I'm sure there's a lot of people looking forward to how that's going to go.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Pretty nice payday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to calling it, and I've got a few people that are coming from up here that I'm bringing down that I work with. They're excited about seeing it. I've told them a lot about it, and I think they're going to make the trip with me or follow me over there, and we're gonna have a big crowd.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good show.
All right, buddy. We'll get back after it. We'll see you Monday.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, thank you, Tyler. All right, that was Tyler on the show, and looking forward to this event. We've got some guests that are scheduled to come on the show here just shortly. We're going to have, excuse me, out of Hernando, Mississippi, we're going to have Baxton Parker on the show. And then also scheduled to come on the show was John Morgan out of Lynn. He wasn't able to make the show tonight. And also we're going to have a father-daughter team out of BB, Arkansas. That's going to be David and Stormy Bell. They'll be joining us here just a little bit later on. And looking forward to having a talk with them. And we'll get them on the show here just shortly. Send them a message right quick. But be sure to come out and support this deal. Small community. They're going to have 50-50 tickets. They'll have a full concession stand. Be ready to serve you. Every once in a while, we do have some tents on hand that have vendors in them for food and such. And it's a good thing for the kids to come out. And it's a lot of fun to watch. And we've still got a few more races to go this season as well. Let's see what the schedule – We have a few more on hand, and I'll go over the schedule right quick because we've still got more racing. We've got all kinds of racing left. As we've still got, after this July 3rd race, we'll come back August 11th. That'll be back on a Friday night. Then we'll come back on a Saturday, September 9th. We'll come back on another Friday, November 3rd, and then we'll come back November 4th on a Saturday. That will be a day race. That will be at 1 p.m. on Saturday. So we got Baxton Parker ready to come on, and we're going to bring him on right quick. All right, Baxton, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Doing good. So you're 13 years old?
Yes, sir.
And just moved up to adult classes?
Yes, sir.
So where do you normally race at when you're not racing over at Black Rock?
Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Jonesboro? I hear you also qualified pole for the Jonesboro's annual factory stock shootout.
Yes, sir.
What kind of a race is that over there? Is that a big paying money race? Or?
Yes, sir.
All right. Got about 45 wins. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, sir.
And you run a Savage chassis?
Yes, sir.
And also running a Travis Sanders Racing engine out of Jonesboro?
Yes, sir.
So what's your thoughts on coming into this weekend?
Excited.
Now, you picked up two wins over there this season already, haven't you?
Three.
Okay. What all classes did you run over there?
Junior, factory, I think two, and then adult ones.
All right. So what's your thoughts on that track? Is it kind of a elbows up type racing? Or?
Yes, sir. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty close quarters racing. I enjoy calling it. Okay, Tyler. It looks like y'all may have another event. In October, it looks like Tyler said. So you're out of Hernando, Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
You do any racing over in Mississippi, or is it all in Jonesboro?
Atoka sometimes.
Atoka. Have you ever ran the indoor race there in Batesville, Mississippi?
No, Coyote Run.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do you got any sponsors you'd like to thank?
My dad and my mom.
Okay. Now, are you going to run the big 400 to win race, or are you going to be in a different class?
Different class.
Okay. So what professional racer inspires you?
Ricky Stenhouse.
Ricky Stenhouse?
Yes, sir.
So when you get on up into the big cars, what car are you wanting to get in? Sprint cars or late models or modifieds?
Late model or sprint car.
Well, good luck. I hope you get to make that happen. That was always my goal, was to get to race a late model, and it never happened. As far as I got was a little old factory stock class, and my racing dreams died. So now I'm just announcing. I started this 2 years ago and just took a chance on it, and I've been enjoying it. So, well, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. Anything you'd like to say?
Just looking forward to going next week.
All right, man. Well, good luck to you. And do what?
No, nothing.
Oh, well, good luck to you, man, and hope you pick up that win and pick up that big win over at Jonesboro too, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet, man. Appreciate you coming on. And, hey, if you pick up a win, we'll have to bring you back on here and let you talk about it.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, have a good one. We'll see you Monday. All right, that was Baxton Parker, young racer. He's got 45 feature wins, as I said earlier. He's qualified for the Jonesboro annual factory stock race. But we also got another guest, as I talked about earlier. It's the father-daughter racing team. That's going to be David and Stormy Bell. They're out of BB, Arkansas. We're going to bring them on right now. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Sorry, I'm trying to do something.
Oh, you're fine.
Where did it go, Dad?
So y'all are fixing to make your first trip to the Bobby Holmes Black Rock Speedway?
Yeah, that'll be our first time racing there.
All right. So I hear a random trip to Riverside got you excited about racing there, Stormy.
You want to tell him?
So one day I had the choice to watch fireworks at the Memphis Red Ball game. Or the Jag.
Would you like
just read it? Yes, please.
So take I guess she was 4 years old at the time, and we were debating on going somewhere to watch fireworks. We lived in Memphis at the time, and we were talked about going to the drag races, going to the Redbirds game, or going to the dirt track at Riverside. And she decided to go. We let her choose, and she wanted to go to Riverside, so we went.
Because I was bored at going to the Red Ball game, Redbird game.
Well, we went, and this first, like I said, she'd never been to the track, never had the opportunity, and we went. And I grew up there a lot as a kid, going and watching and all. And she got to, they had the sprint cars come out for hot laps, and the hot pink and black sprint car come out there, and she immediately named it and started yelling for him. And we had no idea who this was. Later on, we quickly found out that night there was a guy sitting close to us that said, "Hey, I know the guy. Do y'all want to meet him?" And our eyes lit up. She went and sat in the car. Yes. And so that's what we did for that summer, was we went and watched this race car and got to know them a little bit. And
his name is Ricky.
Yep. He sold his sprint car for his son to start.
I want
to
tell this part.
Go ahead.
And so Ricky sold his sprint car. So his son could race, and I thought my life was over. Yes, I did. And then I came to watch his son race, and
he was a couple years older than her,
but he was the same height. So
he was like, "I can do this.
If he can do it, I can do it."
That's right.
So then from
and then I asked Daddy if he could get me one.
Yeah. So we went.
And it took me forever years to get to the green plate.
Yeah. So she's been running rookie red plate cage up until this year. We started running junior one.
Exactly 5 years. Exactly 5 years it took me to get to the green plate.
It's all right. Calm down.
And it took him 5 years to know to go nowhere.
So y'all raced at Atoka and JKC?
Is that yep, the yeah.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Yep, we ran they had the track here in BB, the BB Arkansas Speedway. We ran it that one time. We ran down in South Haven once, but basically it's been 22A a few times, but it's been mostly Jonesboro and Atoka.
Now that track you're talking about in BB, is that one that was on 64?
Yeah, yeah.
On the right hand side going towards Conway.
Yeah.
They closed that place down?
It hasn't been running for a couple years. I don't know if it's necessarily closed. I see the sign all the time. We drive by it every now and then.
Right.
I'd like to have the sign myself, honestly.
Yeah.
Why?
What class do you say y'all guys were going to be racing in up here at Black Rock?
I'm in green plate.
So she's in junior one cage running the green plate, and I'll be running adult factory there with I'll be chasing Baxton, put it that way.
So what's it like with y'all two both racing? Do y'all kind of have a competition within yourself to see who can do the best each night?
We try.
Yeah. One time I actually beat him in the red plate, which is the slowest class, and I still beat him.
There's been a couple times that we've got on the track and made laps together.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I won, and I won.
Y'all got any sponsors y'all guys would like to thank?
Well, we don't have sponsors, but we would like to thank the Leasters for building our motors and the people who built my cart.
Yeah, the little Leaster family's really helped us out a long way, build our motors. Yeah. They built those. We've had those same motors since we started, basically, and they've held up well. They run up front, and they've helped us a lot with setups and things like that. So, they've helped a whole lot.
All right. Well, I think that's all I've got. Anything y'all guys want to add?
No, I'm good.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on. I don't want to hold anybody up too long. I know it's late at night, and I know there ain't no school, thankfully, right? So,
yeah. No, like I said, we're looking forward to coming up there, trying a new track. Everyone I've heard from says it's a great track. They say it's their favorite track. So, coming to go try it out ourselves and see.
It's an exciting track, I'll tell you that. It's elbows up, and it's fast. It's small, but it's fast.
Hey, it sounds like a lot of fun. We're going to give it our best.
All right. Well, we appreciate you again for coming on, and look forward to seeing you guys Monday. Do what? Yes, sir.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Hey, if y'all pick up that win, we'll have to bring you back on here.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, guys. Have a good night. We'll see you Monday.
You too.
All right. Baxton Parker wanted to rejoin us, so we're going to bring him right back. Hey, Baxton.
Hey.
So what did y'all guys want to – do you have anything you wanted to add?
Oh, we didn't know we was coming back, but I'm his dad. I'll add a little bit.
Okay.
He's quiet and shy, but –
Well, that's no problem.
I'll run my mouth for a minute. No, I'm kidding. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you to the town of Black Rock. I think it's really cool that the mayor's there every night, the chief of police keeping everybody safe. And then Tyler Combs and his crew. You know, I've been around racing for 40-something years, and I've seen kart racing be on the rise, be in decline. You know, the economy can make people quit racing due to things getting expensive, but I'm glad what they're doing, because you know we need more tracks, we need more people. It's a sport that we got to keep going. We appreciate you. I mentioned in some comments earlier this week you promoting and announcing. That goes a long way.
I appreciate it.
More promoters. There's tracks. I met some guys at Atoka that didn't even know about Black Rock. Four or five guys. I said, man, y'all, I'd never been there, but we're going in a couple of weeks. I gave them the address and they went. people need to share your guys, y'all's post, you know, just, we got to get everything out there, get the message out there. And I think a lot more people and kids will get interested in racing and kart racing.
Right.
So that's why I'm always on Facebook. I'm trying to help promote, do what I can, get the word out there, but I appreciate you. And, appreciate all the work y'all are doing. I hope that track grows. I hope we have 100 karts here before long.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I started racing karts back in 95, and I raced at Davisville Speedway over in Ball Knob, or, well, just south of Ball Knob there, or north. And then I also raced here at Locust Grove, just out by the racetrack at the Big Giant Kartway when Keith Moody used to have it. And I know they tried to reopen it. I think Josh Foster and his group tried to reopen it, and it didn't stay open very long. I don't know what happened there. And I'd love to reopen that track someday, but I went by it the other day and got to noticing some things, and there's trees growing up where the straightaways used to be. So that's probably not ever going to happen.
Can I ask you a question? When you said Josh Foster, does he have a son, Peyton?
Yep. Yep.
They bought a race car from me about five, six, 7 years ago. That he run a front wheel drive class at Batesville. So that's how I met Josh. He bought a car and raced it for like 4 or 5 years.
Well, you're right.
Yeah. Peyton's in late models now.
Really? That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah. I had a little front wheel drive V6 car we raced, but yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Those are some good people.
Like I said, we'll let you get back to it. I just wanted to thank everybody. You know, it's sort of scary when you've only got one or two tracks, but now we've got 2, 3, 4 tracks, and I hope it continues to grow.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Every time you guys have a race, we'll be there.
We appreciate that a bunch. I know Tyler does. I just announced, and I'm just trying to get the word out and help promote it. I told Tyler at the last race, you know, I said, I might try to start the show and see what happens. If it'll help grow it, great. If not, we tried, and I kept my word, and we've got 2 episodes on it coming up this week, so hopefully it helped.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that all y'all guys got?
Yes, sir. We will see y'all Monday.
All right, man. We'll see you then. Y'all have a safe travel.
Thank you.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
All right. That was Baxton Parker and his father on there. So now that we've covered everything over there at the Bobby Holmes Memorial Speedway coming up this weekend, we're going to turn our attention to the Batesville Motor Speedway for this Saturday night. They're going to have fireworks on hand, sponsored by White River Now and Bad Boy Mowers. And I will say this, if you was not at the Batesville Motor Speedway Saturday night, you missed one of the most awesomest, if that's a word, exciting IMCA stock car feature events of the year. It was by far the race of the year. I thought the J.D. Garrison Memorial was a great race. It was exciting. The week before last was exciting. And then this past weekend topped it. So let's talk about it. We had 10 IMCA stock cars. It was won by Joe Payne. And it come down to Joe Payne, Roger Witt, and Scooter Scruggs. And, yeah, Joe Payne, Scooter Scruggs, Roger Witt, and Randy Weaver was also in the mix to all that. You had 5 cars right there together, battling it out side by side, 3 wide racing, 4 wide racing. It was that way through all 15 laps of that race. Scooter Scruggs led the majority of the race. And Joe Payne, I mean, you could tell Joe Payne had the fastest car, but Scooter was doing everything he could to take that line away from Joe and Roger. Joe was splitting them through the middle. He'd get a run off the corner. He'd pull up side by side. Scooter would get him off the exit. And Joe would try to set him up again, and here comes Roger Witt, and he would force it 3 wide off of 4 at times. Then you had Randy Weaver. He was kind of moving around looking for a hole. And at the end of it, man, it was Joe Payne. I think he led 3 laps of that 15-lap race. And, man, I think I almost lost my voice trying to call that race. It was very exciting. Also, excuse me, you had Wendell Wallace picking up the feature win in the IMCA modifieds. Wendell Wallace has not lost a race this season at Batesville that I can think of. No, he has not lost an event. I'm looking at his schedule. He's only ran Batesville. He won May 13th. He won June 17th. And he won June 24th. All three events that he's entered, he's won at Batesville. It's pretty impressive. And coming home second was Adam Maple. Third was Brandon Smith. Fourth was Travis Mosley. And fifth was Nick Glaze. Sixth was Ashton Wilkie. Seventh was Nick Roberts. Eighth was Matt Arnold. Ninth was Bryce Clark. And 10th was Garrett Taylor. Wendell just kind of more or less checked out. It really wasn't close in the modifieds. Nick Glaze picked up his first heat race win of the season as well. Wendell Wallace won that one, his heat race. Like we said, IMCA Stock Cars, Joe Payne was your winner. Scooter Scruggs was second. Roger Witt was third. Randy Weaver was fourth. Tony Anglin was fifth. Stephen Morrow was sixth. Seventh was Hayden Lynn. Eighth was Stephen Brewster. Ninth was Cody Lowe. And Ashton Wilkie was scheduled to start 10th, but didn't make it out for his feature event. Your heat race winner was Scooter Scruggs and Hayden Lynn. Your hobby stocks. Well, Terry Brooks started 14th and won the race. It was another one of them dominant races for Cody Cornett till the end, where we had a late caution that allowed Terry Brooks to get around Cody. But for the most part, it was a good battle between the field, until that late caution that allowed Terry to get around Cody. Otherwise, Cody was checked out again. But Cody come home second. Third was Jason Goodman. Fourth was Chad Harris. Fifth was Matthew Green. Sixth was Cody Maple. Cody Maple kind of had one of his worst nights. Never really saw him up front, but I'm sure this coming weekend, Cody Maple's going to be loaded for bear because he's losing a little ground on the points. So he's going to be ready to try to gain some points back. Seventh was Brody Smith. Eighth was Joseph Jackson. Ninth was Adam Stafford. Tenth was Jeremy Gay. 11th was Chris Robbins. 12th was Juju Brooks. 13th, Mason Morrow. And 14th was Quincy Brooks. Quincy had a rough night. Heat race winner was Cody Maple. And heat race two was Quincy. Young Guns, Riley Morrow picked up the win. Jake Roberts wasn't able to make it out for the feature event. Had some kind of issues. Could never get out on the track. So Riley just automatically won the race by starting it. But Jake did win the heat race. And Riley extended his points lead because of Riley Dawson didn't race with us. The Dirt Late Model with the Titan Legends Late Model Series, they were on hand. And Jeremy Tharp, man, that man was out front for a long time. And then Chandler Petty ran him down and got by him. Stephen Crocker was right there for a little while. And then he had some issues. He had a DNF. But Chandler Petty picked up the win once again at Batesville. Second was Jeremy Tharp. Third was Preston Farmer. Fourth was Joseph Long. Fifth was Michael King Jr. Sixth was Wesley Hamilton. Seventh was Ben Wagner. Eighth was Eddie Hoyer. Ninth was Peyton Foster. And then 10th was Gavin Jordan. And Stephen Crocker finished 14th with his DNF. We had 17 cars, right? 16, 17, 18, 19, 17 cars on hand. Your heat race winners was Derek Nichols. Heat two was Steve Crocker. Heat three was Young Money Ashton Wilkie. In the Midwest Modifieds, David Hagler made it two in a row as he picked up the feature win. And he had to start back from the sixth spot. And it didn't take him but three laps to take the lead. Second place was Daryl Fegan. Third was Adam Pohl. Fourth was Jim Vincent. Fifth was Keaton Wheeler. Sixth was Leonard Hudson. and seventh was Tommy Porter. David Hagler picked up your heat race win. Then in the Arkansas factory stocks, it was Tim Pulley who sponsored the night with Pulley Plumbing, 900 to win feature event. He started fifth and took the lead pretty early and picked up that win. Kevin Atkinson brought it home second. Cody Robinson was third. Philip Salter was fourth. Fifth was Devin Harden. Sixth was Jason Wilkins. Seventh was Gavin Lowe. And then Destiny Brooks and Logan Johnson rounded out your field for the night. Your heat race winner was Kevin Atkinson. So, looking forward to this coming weekend with the fireworks at intermission. It's only $10 to get in at the Batesville Speedway this Saturday night. And we look forward to seeing you there. I will be having some guests from the Batesville Speedway come on probably in a few weeks. We're going to have an episode next week, and then we will have a week off. I will be out of town on vacation, so I won't be recording anything during that week. And hope to see a lot of people show up at both places. Hope everybody enjoyed the pre-race show that we brought on here on Saturday night from the booth. That was a first that I've ever done up there. Me and Bill Beck did that one. Bill Beck was supposed to join me here tonight so we could talk about the Batesville Speedway, because he was the one down there doing all the interviews and got to talk to the drivers firsthand. And don't know what happened to Bill tonight. Maybe we'll have him on for the next episode. But looking forward to this weekend. Like I said, 400 to win in the Pro Stock over at Black Rock. And something I do want to do for the Black Rock Speedway right quick is want to thank the track sponsors that I do have a list of, and that's Anderson Auto Sales, J&R Flying Services, Renee's Restaurant of Black Rock, Sud's Car Wash of Black Rock, M&N Elite Excavating, Black Rock Entertainment Community, Calix Salon of Walnut Ridge, Zach's Dirt Work, Southern Waste, the Black Rock Fire Department, and Big Show Promotions. Also, just a reminder, the Power Wheels is a $1 entry fee. You've got age groups as followed: 2 and under, ages 2 to 3, and ages 3 to 5. Their race time is approximately 6:30 on the front straightaway. Then you got the 400 to win, 40 lap A main for the factory stop or pro stop. It might be pro stop. Wait a minute. I don't want to get that confused. Pro stop, 400 to win. And that entry fee is $40 per cart. And where's we at here? Okay. We'll have on hand with us, we'll have the rookie class, the junior one cage, the junior factory, the adult factory, the ghost, the junior two cage, and then fireworks at the break. Also, I'm sure they'll have 50-50 tickets on hand. Last time we had a booth out there, it was Bill's Kettle Corn. They were in a white tent over in turn 3 and 4, and they had a really cool deal going there with some popcorn. Last time we were out, the feature winners, the rookie class was Rhett Hayes. The junior cage was Zachary Alexander. The junior factory was Dixon Alderman. The pro mod was Darren Blevins. The pro stop was Marcus Hinkle. The ghost was Byron Ritchie. And the adult factory was one of our guests, Paxton Parker. And then the junior two was Garrett Davis. So that's probably going to wrap the show up here tonight. Again, we were supposed to have one more, but he couldn't make it. We're going to reschedule him for later. That was, let's see, who do we have? It was Morgan. I've got so many notes here. John Morgan was scheduled to be on hand with us tonight, but unfortunately he had to reschedule that one. So appreciate our guests coming on. I hope they enjoyed it. That was my first time doing interviews with anybody on here. This ain't my first rodeo with podcast. Is I'm a co-host on the Mid-South Sports Report, which we haven't done an episode in forever. That's just me and a couple of my buddies just giving each other a hard time over NASCAR. But we've had guests on there, but they did all the interviewing. It wasn't me, so this is my first time doing that. If it was short and to the point, I do apologize. I'm still a work in progress and try to improve it every time. But appreciate everybody watching tonight. Be sure to like it and share it. Once this concludes, if you do want to go back and just listen to it and not watching it, you'll be able to watch it on Spotify. Just look for the banner, which I do have right there. It's about as big as I can make it, but it'll be on the page here. So without further ado, we're going to end it here tonight, and we'll be back next week with a rundown of what happened at Black Rock as well as Batesville. Hopefully on Wednesday night. If not, it'll be on Thursday again. We'll keep it between them 2 days, either Wednesday or Thursday, all through the remainder of the 2023 season. So hope everybody enjoyed it. And y'all have a safe night. Safe 4th of July. Stay cool. And we'll see you on the next one. And we'll see you at the track Monday and Saturday.